What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Where do we go with the Kenny Pickett thing with Aditi here? Because I don't know. I heard Nick. You told me Nick was ripping her yesterday. I ain't gonna rip her. I want to hear some of the stuff about Kenny Pickett there. But I mean, what's done is done, and I don't.
Boy, I saw.
I'm just confused again. If he's that good, then why the hell would you trade him? Why are you only getting a first round or fifth round pick for him? And why the hell are you trading him in the first place?
I saw some people irritated yesterday, and you know, there's always gonna be a segment irritated with whatever you're talking about, but. Yesterday, they were mad. We were talking about Kenny Pickett. They're like, move on. We got another guy. Well, first of all, it is kind of different. We're in a situation. We got a 40-year-old quarterback, and that quarterback was not very good last year. And I don't know how much. I mean, next week, we'll be talking. We'll be talking about Joe Flacco versus Cincinnati Bengals defense. But it's hard. It's a little bit. We're in a weird situation trying to talk about somebody the age of Joe Flacco and expectations for a season where everybody around the NFL, except Danny Cannell, thinks we're going to be bad. I mean, almost everybody
thinks... Danny Cannell said we're going to win nine games.
Okay. Yeah, he's the only one. Like, everybody thinks, you know, we're having debates about whether we're going to win five games or six games. And so the Kenny Pickett stuff got... There were flames on that yesterday because we had somebody who covered the Browns throughout the preseason, say, yeah, I've seen Shador. Kenny Pickett's better than Shador. And he, you know, she wasn't asked about Dylan Gabriel. I guess we're going to have to ask her that one, right? How does she feel about Kenny Pickett versus Dylan Gabriel? I'm assuming she's going to say, yeah, Kenny Pickett's better than Dylan Gabriel. The team went and got him first. That's why it's relevant. And I know he's gone now. Yes, he's gone now. But, you know, had he not have gotten injured, I think he's probably starting for us week one. I do. Not the 40-year-old Joe Flacco.
So would you have tried to trade Joe Flacco?
I think that...
For the 40-year-old guy? What are you going to trade him for?
I don't know why they brought in Joe Flacco a month after they brought in Kenny Pickett.
In case Kenny Pickett hurt his hamstring. I don't know. I wish I could tell you. You know where I stood on that. But
it's a weird situation to try to apply any kind of logic, because I think most people around the league were shaking their heads going, I don't know why they assembled the quarterback room the way they did.
Well, hash it out again. It's just there's always going to be a segment like, why are you talking about that? Why are you talking about that? Because, guys, they're not going to be that great of a football team, and there's things that they're doing that I don't know. At least we don't think they're going to be that great of a football team. I hope they are. I don't know. I got hammered for taking the over saying they're going to win six games. So, again, we're in Homerville. If you think of being a homer is winning six games, and my God, I can't imagine what you really think of the franchise. That's not homerism. To say six is unbelievably low still, and probably would get most people fired coming off of 3-14, frankly. Either way, like, no, there's going to be a reaction to the reaction. When we hear Aditi and what she says on another station, there's going to be a reaction to that. It's the same way with Dylan Gabriel. I'm allowed to go back and think about things like when he had said what he had said in the preseason game against Philadelphia. The only thing that I had said is I wish he never had said anything at all. I wish he had never said anything at all, because I don't think that he needed any of that heat, and I got a bunch of crap for it. Why are you bringing this up still? Because I thought differently of it. It's a four-hour show. And I'll sit here and talk about Carlos Santana till the cows come home. None of you guys want to do it. So who's it on? Allison Howard's going to join us coming up. She is the Cleveland WNBA franchise president. She's going to join us in studio later on today at 8:22. Nathan Zagura going to join us at 9:01. We'll get his whole thoughts on the quarterback situation and the Micah Parsons trade. So I'm not sure, before we get to these phones, I bet there's going to be a lot of people going, yeah, you know, Ken, you say they're not going to be that good, and we're going to probably restart this thing. You know, do we really want to keep Miles? Should we have really kept Miles? And my thought was, I don't know if we're going to get two first-round picks for Miles Garrett. Because they're in the same – it's not that Miles is great, but Micah Parsons is really great too. So they're in the same little cul-de-sac there of great pass rushers. And if they're in the same cul-de-sac, one's 26, one's going on 30. Well, that means a great deal of compensation difference out of what you're going to get from somebody. Now, these are back-end first-round picks, and I think that that's what Andrew Berry was thinking. Remember, Jacksonville's not expected to be too tremendously good, or you're gambling that they're not going to be too tremendously good. So you could be looking at two first top 10 picks going into next year. Well, who are you trading Miles Garrett to? Anybody trading for Miles Garrett is either dumb
or contender,
or trying to do that, or really a contender. Like they're trying to hot shot it and think that they're a contender, or they actually are a contender. And if they're a contender, you're talking picks 25 to 32 somewhere in there about how they fall. Well, how much is that really going to help you? Well, if your scouting department's good, it's going to help you greatly. But we don't know about our scouting department.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Or they don't, even though they all have confidence in themselves. But if you're 30 years old, not only do I have to give you the picks, I also have to pay the man. And if I pay the man, I have to take away some of the picks because he's not going to be as good for me as long as what Micah Parsons is expected to be for the Green Bay Packers. So I'm not sure you might get a one and a couple of twos and a one, a couple of twos and a three, whatever. I don't know if you're getting two ones from Miles Garrett. At 30 years old, I'm not sure you were with having to pay him.
You wonder.
Like a team like Green Bay might have been in the market for a Miles Garrett. But I think that they're more happier going, okay, we're going to give this guy $47 million a year, and he's 26, going on 30.
That's interesting. Are they happier with Micah Parsons, you know, 4+ years younger today? And that contract, though.
4 years of 4 years younger, I think that's worth another first-round pick.
Although, even though it does not look like Miles Garrett, I have no reason to believe Miles Garrett won't be incredible. I think Miles Garrett can get another contract. Like that is how his career is shaping up. I don't think he's going south.
I don't.
Boy, because
I think it's unrealistic to ask him anything over 33 years old.
So I'm looking
at the next four seasons.
So then should they trade? If you don't think he's going to be able to get another contract, do you think they should have traded him then?
Well, I don't know if I would. I don't think I would. I'll tell you right now, I wouldn't have traded him because I don't want to be known as the general manager who traded 3 first round picks away for Deshaun Watson and then traded away Miles Garrett on this football team. So it would have been an ego thing for me. I'll say that right off. But when it comes down to brass tacks of things, if you can get two first-round picks, like if somebody came to me and says, Ken, you can get two first-round picks. Well, you know, we're closer to the season. I don't think they're going to be that good. People are calling me everywhere in the book and calling me basically a homer because I'm saying there's going to be six wins. Yeah, you would trade them for two first-round picks. That's what you would do. Again, Jerry Jones, the issue isn't Jerry Jones trading him for two, for Micah Parsons for two first-round picks. It's Jerry Jones then coming out and saying that you're a playoff contender and this is going to make you better in the playoffs. No, it's not. Trading away one of the best pass rushers in the NFL and arguably one of the two best pass rushers in the NFL over the last 20 years, that's not going to make you better in the playoffs. Kenny Clark is not going to be a net positive more, unless Micah Parsons goes out there and gets hurt and really can't play again. Kenny Clark is not going to be a net positive over him.
You don't give the Cowboys credit, you know, when somebody gets injured like that.
No.
You don't give them credit.
No. 216-474-0092. Kevin in Georgia, knowing that you know what you know now when it comes to Micah Parsons, would you rethink trading Miles?
Who did Andrew Berry draft out of these four people? David Njoku, Baker Mayfield, Nick Chubb, or Myles Garrett?
The answer is zero.
None of them.
None of them. What is Andrew Berry's best draft pick? I have no idea.
J-O-K?
To give him more shots is absolutely taking a leak right down your leg. He has absolutely no ability. How he still has a job, I mean, talk about wasting a generational talent. You might as well keep Myles Garrett. At least you know what you got.
So you're saying if you were Jimmy Haslam, you would have stepped in and said absolutely not.
If I were Jimmy Haslam, I would have fired Andrew Berry three years ago.
But Kevin, I'm asking Kevin, the general manager. I'm not asking what Kevin thinks of Andrew Berry. Would you trade Myles Garrett for two first-round picks? Do you think we could have got two first-round picks considering the Micah Parsons trade?
No, I like what you said. I think that Myles Garrett's too old, and that plays a big part in the NFL with the value of draft picks. And I mean, Jerry Jones made an absolute mistake. You have to replace Micah Parsons. They're not going to do that in one draft. They might not do it with either pick. So, no, I wouldn't trade him.
See, this is
what... money, but Jerry's not going to do that.
Kevin, you're the exact person I'm talking to and talking about, and thank you very much for the call. Kevin is exactly the example of what a lot of people are thinking right now, where, hey, man, you could sit here and talk about it till you're blue in the face, but they don't have a lot of faith in Andrew Berry. That simple. So we're chewing the fat on Kenny Pickett. There's a lot of people just can't wait to get these guys out of here. We're chewing the fat on Dylan Gabriel. There's a lot of people who can't wait to get these guys out of here. We're chewing the fat over and over and over again about Shedeur Sanders. There's a lot of people who don't even think he's going to be here next year because they want to get these guys out of here, and they're just waiting for the show to end. That's what they're doing. The show being the Browns.
Yeah, well, this is the first time in a while I've actually thought that we have a really good draft at this time. Most I'm very, very cynical of his drafts every year, and I think I've been proven right this one. I think I have a chance to be really good. But assembling the quarterback room the way they did and potentially sabotaging two young rookies because of it, I think that's another example of a miscue by Andrew Berry, which I think it hurts because this is the year I actually think he assembled some good young talent.
216-474-0092. Knowing what you know now about Micah Parsons, would you go back and have made a move with Myles Garrett?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.